Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something I've been consulting on with CSOs across multiple industries. How do you build AI risk governance that actually works? And more importantly, that your board will actually understand and fund? We'll cover threat frameworks, risk quantification, and the specific metrics that get security investments approved. Let's get into it. The CISO's AI governance imperative. Why traditional risk frameworks fall short. Let's be direct. Your existing enterprise risk management framework wasn't built for AI. The GRC tools you deployed for SOX compliance, the risk registers designed around infrastructure vulnerabilities, the threat models anchored to the MITRE, ITT, and CK framework, none of them adequately address the unique attack surfaces, failure modes, and regulatory exposures that machine learning systems introduce. Consider what happened to a major financial services firm in late 2025. Their fraud detection ML model, a system processing $2.3 billion in daily transactions, suffered a gradual data poisoning attack over 8 months. Traditional security monitoring saw nothing because the attack didn't trigger network anomalies, authentication failures, or known CV signatures. The model simply became progressively worse at detecting fraud, costing the organization an estimated $47 million before anyone noticed. Their board asked a simple question: why wasn't this in our risk register? The answer exposes a fundamental gap. Traditional frameworks assess threats to systems. AI governance must assess threats through systems, model integrity, training data provenance, inference manipulation, and the cascading business impacts when an AI system fails silently rather than catastrophically. The SEC's 2025 guidance on AI disclosure requirements now explicitly requires public companies to report material AI-related risks and incidents. GDPR's Article 22 on automated decision-making has spawned enforcement actions totaling €340 million in 2025 alone. The EU AI Act's risk classification system demands documented risk assessments for high-risk AI applications. This isn't theoretical compliance. It's immediate board-level exposure. Diagram shown in the article. For CISOs, the imperative is clear: build AI-specific risk assessment capabilities that integrate with existing governance structures while addressing novel threat categories. The frameworks exist: NIST AIRMF, MITRE ATLAS, ISO 42001, but translating them into board-ready governance requires strategic orchestration. Here's my take on this. Traditional risk frameworks see threats to systems. AI governance must address threats through systems, including silent failures that never trigger conventional alerts. Mapping the AI threat landscape, MITRE ATLAS and the OWASP LLM Top 10. Before you can govern AI risk, you need a shared vocabulary for AI threats. Two frameworks have emerged as essential references: MITRE ATLAS, Adversarial Threat Landscape for AI Systems, and the OWASP Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications. MITRE ATLAS catalogs 87 distinct techniques adversaries use against ML systems, organized into a familiar ATT and CK-style matrix. For board communication, I categorize these into four strategic threat domains: model integrity attacks, data poisoning, ATLAS T0020, model tampering, backdoor insertion, business impact, corrupted decision-making, compliance violations, liability exposure, model theft, and IP exposure, model extraction, ATLAS T0024, training data reconstruction, business impact, competitive advantage loss, potential regulatory violations if PII is reconstructed, inference manipulation, adversarial inputs, prompt injection, LLM 01, evasion attacks, business impact, fraud, safety system bypass, reputational damage, supply chain compromise, poisoned pre-trained models, compromised ML pipelines, malicious dependencies, business impact, inherited vulnerabilities, unknown attack vectors, third-party liability. The OWASP LLM Top 10, updated for 2025, specifically addresses generative AI risks that enterprises are rapidly adopting. LLM 01, prompt injection, and LLM 02, Insecure output handling remain the most exploited vulnerabilities, but LLM-06, sensitive information disclosure, has become a board-level concern as organizations discover their fine-tuned models inadvertently memorize and leak confidential data. A practical example: one healthcare organization's clinical decision support LLM was found to reproduce verbatim patient records from its training data when prompted with specific linguistic patterns. This wasn't a security breach in the traditional sense. No perimeter was violated, but the HIPAA exposure was identical. Their CISO had no risk register entry for model memorization because no traditional framework included it. For board reporting, map these technical threats to business risk categories they understand: operational disruption, regulatory noncompliance, intellectual property loss, and reputational damage. Every AI threat should trace to one of these four buckets with quantified potential impact. Here's my take on this. Map every AI threat to one of four business risk buckets: operational disruption, regulatory noncompliance, IP loss, or reputational damage. Boards don't fund technical taxonomies. They fund business risk mitigation. Implementing NIST AI RMF, a practical governance architecture. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework provides the most comprehensive foundation for enterprise AI governance. Released in 2023 and updated with implementation guidance through 2025, it's structured around four core functions: govern, map, measure, and manage. Here's how to operationalize each. Govern: establish AI risk management as an organizational priority. This means explicit board mandate, defined roles, AI risk officer, model risk committee, and integration with existing risk governance. Document your AI risk appetite. What level of model uncertainty is acceptable for different use cases? A fraud detection model might tolerate 2% false positive rates. A medical diagnostic AI might require 99.9% sensitivity. These thresholds belong in board-approved policy. Map: inventory all AI systems with their risk classifications. Every model needs documented lineage, training data sources, validation methodologies, deployment contexts, and downstream dependencies. The EU AI Act requires this for high-risk systems. Smart CSOS implement it universally. Your map should answer: if this model fails, what business processes stop? Diagram shown in the article measure, quantify AI risks using metrics the board understands. I recommend three tiers: technical metrics, model drift scores, adversarial robustness measurements, data quality indices. These feed dashboards for your AI security team. Operational metrics: mean time to detect model degradation, percentage of models with current risk assessments, coverage of AI systems by monitoring. Business metrics: estimated financial exposure from AI failures, regulatory penalty exposure, competitive risk from model theft. These go to the board. Manage: implement controls and response procedures. This includes model validation gates, continuous monitoring for drift and adversarial inputs, incident response playbooks specific to AI failures, and regular red team exercises against production models. NIST's playbook for AI risk management provides detailed control catalogs. Adapt them to your environment. Integration is critical. Your AI RMF implementation should feed your enterprise GRC platform, not exist as a separate silo. Risk findings should automatically populate your unified risk register with AI-specific taxonomies. Here's my take on this. NIST AI RMF isn't a compliance checkbox. It's an operational architecture. The key is integration. AI risk findings must feed your enterprise GRC platform automatically, not live in isolated spreadsheets. Quantifying AI risk, from technical metrics to board-ready dollars. Boards don't fund abstract threats. They fund quantified risk reduction. Translating AI security metrics into financial terms requires a structured approach I call the AI risk quantification model. Start with the FAIR factor analysis of information risk methodology adapted for AI-specific scenarios. For each AI system, calculate. Code example shown in the article. For a concrete example, let's quantify prompt injection risk for a customer-facing LLM chatbot handling 50,000 daily interactions. Threat frequency: industry data suggests 3 to 5% of interactions include attempted prompt injections. Assume 0.1% success rate with current controls equals 50 successful attacks annually. Impact per incident. Data exfiltration. Average regulatory fine. $150,000. Customer notification costs. $50,000. Remediation. $25,000. Reputational impact. Estimated 2% customer churn on affected segment. $200,000. Yelly calculation. 50 incidents times 0.3 times $425,000 weighted impact equals $6.375 million annual exposure. Now compare against control costs. Implementing robust prompt injection detection, output filtering, and response monitoring might cost $400,000 annually. ROI is immediately clear. $6.375 million exposure reduced to estimated $1.2 million residual risk, 81% reduction, for $400,000 investment. That's a story a board understands. Diagram shown in the article, build a quarterly AI risk dashboard with three views: technical, for your team, operational, for executives, and financial, for the board. The financial view should show total AI risk exposure, quarter-over-quarter trend, and ROI on security investments. This transforms AI security from cost center to quantified risk management function. Here's my take on this. Stop presenting AI threats. Present AI risk in dollars. A board that won't fund model integrity monitoring will absolutely fund a control with 15:1 ROI against quantified annual loss expectancy. Building the AI security program, team structure, and tool stack. Governance frameworks are meaningless without operational capability. Here's how to structure an AI security program that can actually execute. Team structure. For organizations with 20-plus production AI systems, dedicate at least 3 FTEs to AI security. Recommended roles. AI security architect. Designs secure ML pipelines. Reviews model architectures. Establishes security patterns. Requires both security depth and ML engineering experience. A rare combination commanding $280,000 to $350,000 total compensation. ML security engineer. Implements monitoring, conducts adversarial testing, manages detection systems. Can grow from either security engineering or ML engineering backgrounds with targeted training. AIG or C analyst. Maintains risk registers, coordinates assessments, produces board reporting. Bridges technical findings and business communication. For smaller organizations, consider fractional AI security leadership or managed services with AI-specific expertise. Several MSSPs now offer AI security operations as a service, though vet them carefully. Many are rebranded conventional services. Essential tool stack, model monitoring, Arize AI, Fiddler, or Arthur AI for drift detection, performance degradation, and anomaly identification. These catch silent failures before business impact. Adversarial testing, Microsoft Counterfeit, IBM Adversarial Robustness Toolbox, or NVIDIA's NeMo guardrails for LLM-specific testing. Red team your models quarterly. ML pipeline security. Integrate SASD/DSD into ML pipelines. Tools like SNYK now scan for vulnerable model dependencies. Implement signing and verification for model artifacts. Data lineage, Apache Atlas, Calibra, or Alation for tracking training data provenance. Critical for regulatory compliance and incident investigation. Budget guidance. Plan for 8 to 12% of your total AI or ML investment to go towards security and governance. If your organization is spending $10 million annually on AI initiatives, $800K, 1.2M for security is appropriate. This aligns with traditional security to IT spending ratios while accounting for AI's novel risk profile. Integration architecture matters. Your AI security tools should feed your SIEM. Your model monitoring should trigger your incident response workflows, and your risk assessments should populate your GRC platform. Silos kill security programs. Here's my take on this. Budget 8 to 12% of your AI investment for security. That's the ratio that keeps pace with AI's unique threat surface while maintaining operational capability to actually execute governance. Board communication, translating AI risk for non-technical stakeholders. Your board likely includes brilliant people who built careers outside technology. Communicating AI risk to them requires translation, not simplification. Framework for board presentations. Structure every AI risk discussion around four questions boards actually care about. What could go wrong? Describe scenarios in business terms. Not adversarial perturbation attacks, but someone tricks our loan approval AI into approving fraudulent applications. How likely is it? Reference industry incidents, threat intelligence, and your own testing results. The 2025 AI Incident Database catalogs 847 public AI failures. Use relevant examples. What's the damage? Quantified financial impact, regulatory exposure, operational disruption, competitive harm. Always in dollars. What are we doing about it? Controls in place, residual risk, and investment required to reach acceptable risk levels. Metrics that resonate. I recommend a quarterly AI risk scorecard with 5 metrics. AI asset coverage. Percentage of AI systems with current risk assessments. Target, 100%. Critical AI exposure. Number of high-risk AI systems with unmitigated critical findings. Target, 0. Mean time to detect. Average time to identify AI system degradation or compromise. Benchmark against industry peers. Regulatory readiness. Compliance status against EU AI Act, SEC disclosure requirements, sector-specific regulations. Total AI risk exposure. Aggregate ALE across all AI systems, trend over time. Use analogies strategically. AI model drift is like an employee gradually developing bad habits. They're still working, but quality degrades invisibly. Data poisoning is like someone slowly contaminating the training materials for new employees. Prompt injection is social engineering, but targeting the AI instead of humans. These analogies aren't technically perfect, but they build intuition. Finally, prepare for the questions boards actually ask. Are we keeping pace with competitors? What's the regulatory risk if we don't act? What happens if this fails during earnings season? Your technical depth should power answers to business questions, not replace them. Here's my take on this. Boards don't need simpler explanations. They need translated ones. Convert technical findings into the four questions they actually ask. What could go wrong? How likely? What's the damage? And what are we doing? Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Traditional GRC frameworks miss AI-specific threats, including silent model degradation, data poisoning, and inference manipulation. Build dedicated AI risk registers using MITRE ATLAS taxonomy. Takeaway 2. Quantify AI risk in dollars using adapted FAIR methodology. Boards fund controls with demonstrated ROI against annual loss expectancy, not abstract threat descriptions. Takeaway 3. Implement NIST AI RMF across all four functions. Govern, map, measure, manage, with explicit integration into existing enterprise GRC platforms. Takeaway 4. Budget 8 to 12% of AI investment for security and governance, including dedicated team roles for AI security architecture, ML security engineering, and AI GRC analysis. Takeaway 5. Translate AI risks for boards using business impact framing. What could go wrong? How likely? What's the damage? And what are we doing about it? That's the framework, folks. AI governance isn't about perfect security. It's about quantified risk management that integrates with how your organization already operates. Build the capabilities, measure in dollars, and communicate in business terms. Your board doesn't need to understand gradient descent to understand financial exposure. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.